This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me on the line now is artist Christine Kleinhens from the Juno Artist Gallery. Christine, welcome.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's lovely to have you on us on the call with us today. So you are the featured artist this month at the Juno Artist Gallery for First Friday, which is happening on this week. Why don't we first start by having you describe the type of art that you do?
You bet. I am a painter, and I use acrylic paints, and mostly on canvases, but sometimes on wood and other surfaces.
And where did you learn to do the art that you do?
Oh, well, I started painting a couple of years ago, and I learned in my shop and from watching YouTube videos and taking classes from other artists and just exploring drawing and mixing paints and all those things. I've been creating since I was a child, but I've been painting recently, just for a couple of years now.
So I had the opportunity to see some of your pieces. Just anybody can Google your name, Christine Kleinhens, and see some beautiful works online. And I would never have guessed that they are the product of someone who's only been painting for a couple years. Did you have another art background? I mean, you say that you've been creating since you were a kid, but did you have any formal study in a different discipline? Or it really is just the last couple of years, this is how you've applied yourself and this is the result?
When I was six, I took private lessons, and I took lessons in college, you know, I could find. And anytime it looks like there's a fun art class in the community, I would always join in. So I've always been eager to learn techniques and styles. But, you know, it's just been recent where I've really decided this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to really work on and practice and start doing that daily or as often as I can, almost every day, to the point where I've learned enough where I feel like I can call myself a painter now.
Well, okay. I wonder, maybe you could describe your process a little bit for us. What does your space look like? If we were to stand at the doorway of your studio, what would we see?
Yeah, it's not pretty, I have to say. it's our shop downstairs. And we've kind of taken away space from the shop here and there over the years. And then when I started painting, I created a little nook in the shop. I found the natural light and the windows, and I put up an easel, and I put up some tables, and found some storage space. But if you can imagine a really simple workshop in Juneau, it's bare concrete floors. There's no real walls, no real ceiling. But the nice thing about it is I can just let the paint fly and I don't have to worry about where it goes or anything like that. I can just make a total mess and it's fine.
I've noticed the paintings that you've done all have very bold and bright colors. I wonder if that's a way to bring some of that life into what you describe as an otherwise pretty bare environment that you're working in.
So, yeah, you know, I love color. Yeah,
you know, if you're painting every day, I imagine there's some days you go down to get into the studio and you just are feeling the inspiration. And I imagine there's other days where it's more of the thing that you have to do. On those days, how do you get yourself into the right space to start to create?
That's a great question. I try not to paint unless I'm in the right space, because I find that if I've feel like I have a deadline or if I'm just not in the mood, whatever I paint doesn't turn out. It's amazing that way. So what I do is I sit with photos or I just walk around my house. I visit my gardens. I try to find some type of inspiration. And so especially if I haven't started a piece yet and I'm looking for something new to try, I'll look for inspiration anywhere. I'll look at what other artists have done. I'll look at what people are photographing in Juneau. I'll look through some of my old photographs. I'll try to find something that inspires me, and then I get excited, and I know the feeling. And it's this, it's almost like you feel it inside your gut, right? And you just start, the energy starts, and you start to say, oh, I like that. Why do I like it? This is why I like it. Oh, I can do something with that. And then your juices start flowing and the excitement starts flowing. And then that's when I go downstairs with my coffee and I get out my paint and I start. So I really try not to be in a bad headspace when I'm painting at all.
So what have been some of the more unusual or interesting things that caught that spark of imagination for you to start to create?
I love whales. I love sea creatures. And so when I first started painting a couple of years ago, that's where I went. I would look at these beautiful photographs of people capturing whales under the water. And it's just such a neat perspective that we don't get to see every day, this deep, dark, mysterious world, and then these just amazing, beautiful creatures that come visit us every year. So that's where I started. Ocean scenes.
And do you have tutors or mentors, people who you might work with as you're working on something and you feel a little stuck or you just want some input? Do you have people in Juneau that you can rely on for that?
Mm-hmm. I a lot of times go to the artists at our gallery. We have 14 amazing artists there right now. And sometimes I'll get feedback from them when I share a piece on Facebook or Instagram, and they'll say, here's one of my favorite artists, try this. You know, or I might say, I'm having a hard time with blending, and they'll send me a YouTube video or a post of something that they've seen and said, hey, this is what worked for me. Try this. And it's just a really nice collaborative feel of artists in the gallery there.
Yeah, in particular, because I would imagine doing the type of work that you do, you are often alone a lot. And so to have this community of people you can reach out to, I can imagine is pretty significant.
Yeah, I really rely on everyone at the gallery a lot for support, for feedback, for information about what's happening in our community and you know, the projects that they're working on. I've heard from other artists at the gallery that we inspire each other, and I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the series you've been working on, 100 Peonies in 100 Days. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, 100 Peonies in 100 Days. I started painting peonies a couple of months ago, and it started with a piece, a memorial piece. My father passed away in November. And in the grieving process, there was a lot of sadness. And I came to a place a couple of months ago where I just wanted to paint in that sadness. It's the only time that I've ever let myself kind of go to a dark place in my painting and just let it be. And I started painting peonies. The reason why I started painting peonies on this large canvas was because of a history that my family has with peonies. My father grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and my grandmother loved peonies. She had a huge peony garden, probably 10 different peonies. It was gorgeous. And my dad picked his favorite peony from that garden and brought it to his own home. And I remember them and the smell and the look, and I loved them so much that he brought them to me here in Juneau. And every year they bloom for me and they're beautiful. And so peonies are like our connection, my connection to family, my connection to who I am, my connection to my father specifically. And so in this process of painting, there was also healing. And I realized that I just needed to keep going. And my friend MK started a project for her sister, 100 lemons in 100 days. And I thought, that's a great idea. I want to do that, but for peonies. And it's been an amazing process. It's been amazing to try different techniques and different colors and paint every day. And it's been a wonderful thing. I recommend it to any artist out there. Try the 100-day challenge.
Yeah, and how would you describe the pieces that you created in this series when you look at them as a whole?
They are mostly big and bold, and they're red. I've reclaimed the color red as my favorite color. It's gone back and forth between turquoise and red over the years, but there's just something that speaks to me about a big red peony. And so most of the peonies that I've painted over the past couple of months have been red, and they've been vibrant and large and take up almost the whole canvas.
And how large do you work? What are the canvas sizes?
My favorite is 3 feet by 3 feet, so pretty big. But I've also created smaller pieces that are 4 by 4, so everything in between. But I do have to say that I love painting big.
And are all 100 of these pieces going to be at the gallery this Friday?
They are. Yes, wow. They are. There's several paintings that have multiple peonies. And so I was able to cheat a little bit that way.
Okay. But I imagine that's going to be quite the visual effect to walk into that space and see 100 bold red peonies on display.
Oh, I hope so. I hope people get the same enjoyment from the peonies that I received in creating them.
Uh-huh. And will you be selling some of these paintings as well?
Oh, yes. Okay. All my paintings are for sale.
Okay, great. And are there other works as well that are going to be featured this Friday for First Friday? Or are you really focused on this 100 peonies in 100 days?
I do have more art in my area of the Juno Artist Gallery that I rent out. Mm-hmm. And so there are several peonies and some of the newer pieces that I've painted in that space as well. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about how First Friday is going to work. Can you share what the Juno Artist Gallery has designed to keep it COVID safe but comfortably have people come in?
You bet. So this is the first time that we're trying First Friday out since COVID-19 came. And we have face masks for everyone. We do ask that people wear a face mask when they come. And if you forget one or you just don't have one that's comfortable, we have them for you. We're providing them. There's also a 3-group maximum in the gallery at this time. And when I say group, if you come with a bunch of friends, we're considering you a group because you've probably already shared all your germs already. So we are considering, you know, please stay 6 feet away, wear a mask, and just enjoy yourself and enjoy the art.
Okay. And what are the hours that people can come through?
Yes, 4:30. I'll be there at 4:30. And then we're going to close a little bit later. So 6 o'clock, 4:30 to 6.
Okay. Terrific. Trying to think, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
You know, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, Christine Kleinhans, it's been wonderful speaking with you today about your process and your art and your painting. So again, for listeners, if you just tuned in, Christine is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery for First Friday, which is happening this Friday at 4 o'clock, 4:30, at 4:30.
4:30. Yes.
Great.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
It's been lovely talking with you today, Christine.
Lovely talking to you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.